Well, it's an awesome thing to be in his house tonight, to be filled with his spirit, to know him in spirit and in truth. And we're so thrilled and delighted to have Brother David Smith with us tonight. Out of Lake Charles, Louisiana, pastored by Bishop Merle Ewing, who has been a wonderful blessing to our fellowship for many, many decades. And Brother Smith has been running concurrent revivals with our good friend Brother Greg Godwin in and out of the same places, good friends. And it is by inspiration of the Holy Ghost that we've had him come here tonight. Because Brother Godwin stood in this pulpit, if you remember, and just in the Holy Ghost railed off about 10 things that we, and I was writing as furiously as I could. And one of the things we were supposed to do is to have you come. And I felt it was spoken in the Holy Ghost, and I received it in the Holy Ghost. And I've been looking forward to you coming here because I believe the Holy Ghost has something for us here. I really do. Praise God. We've already heard the prophecy. This is going to be a year of tremendous revival. How many of you believe that? Praise God. And I want Brother Smith to come. I want him to come, and I want him to take his liberty. And I want you to extend your hand toward him tonight as he comes and pray for his household, his family, and his ministry. Pray the blessing of God. Brother, we're so glad that you're here tonight.
Why don't we give the Lord a hand clap of praise in this house? I feel Jesus in here. I feel an anointing power of the Holy Ghost in this house. The devil's a liar. He's a deceiver. The truth isn't in him. I'm telling you now, I feel God in this house. I feel an anointing. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody touch you like Jesus. Can't nobody feel you like Jesus. Why is that? Because he's my friend. I'm here to tell somebody in this house, if you've never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, congratulations, tonight is your night. If you need a miracle in this house, if you need deliverance in this house, the problem solver, the soul satisfier, the body healer, the way maker, his name is Jesus Christ. He's in this house. I want you to get ready. God is about to touch somebody up in here. God is about to take care of somebody's need in this house. Jesus is about to step into this place, and whatever you need in this house, God is abundantly going to satisfy. Now, I'm going to be up front with you. Everybody in this house needs a miracle. Everybody in this house needs deliverance. Now, I've been in some houses, they say, well, I don't need deliverance. Well, sure they did. They just lied. They need deliverance from lying. Everybody in this house needs the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Everybody in this house needs to go down in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Everybody in this house needs God to take care of situations that they can't handle on their own. So I'm here to tell you in this house that whatever you need, God tonight is abundantly going to satisfy. This is only the beginning of something great. I promise you, God is going to open the floodgates of heaven in this house. You better get ready. You better get rid of stinking thinking. Get a checkup from the neck up and say, God, I came to get my miracle. I come to get my deliverance. God, I come to praise you. I come to magnify you. I come to lift you up. I'm telling you, in this house, God is going to open those floodgates of heaven. St. Mark 5:22, thanks for letting me come. I know you let me come two reasons. First of all, it was God, and second of all, it was Brother Godwin. And then the bishop called me and asked me would I come, and we prayed about it, and here we are. And I'm so glad. You know what? I love a church that worships. Kind of makes me feel like I'm at the house. I love a church that likes to kind of get with it. Now, we done worship them in singing, and we done worship them in giving. Now we're going to worship him in the word. His name is greater. His blood is more powerful, but his word is above it all. And we're going to worship him in the word. Now, I don't preach a long time now. I know y'all have heard that before, but I'm not going to lie to you. I don't preach a long time if you preach with me. Now, if you don't preach with me, I brought the whole Bible, and we'll start in the front and end up in the end. at the rear. So if you help me, I ain't going to preach a long time. So how many here, you come to receive something from the Lord? How many believes it's going to happen in this house? St. Mark 5:22, and then I'll read 23. Then I'll go down to 35 and read to 42. St. Mark 5:22-23, and then I'll go to 35 and read the 42. You'll have to follow along with me. Man like myself, I'm a little dyslexic, but that's all right. It ain't no big deal. There's the King James Version, there's the NIV Version, there's some other versions, and there's the DIV Version. So you're fixing to hear the DIV Version, but it's going to be all right. Are you ready? Here we go. The Bible says, behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. The Bible said that when he saw him, he fell at his feet. The Bible said that he begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. The Bible in 35 says that while he was still speaking, some come to the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the master any further? It said, as soon as Jesus heard the words that were spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. It said that he suffered no man to follow him save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. He came to a house of the ruler of the synagogue, and right here he said he saw a tumult, which was a commotion made by a large crowd. There was people there that were weeping and wailing loudly. It said that he came in and he said unto them, why you make the commotion and weak? The child is not dead, but only asleep. The Bible said that they laughed him to scorn, so he had to put them all out. But he took the father and the mother and them that were with him, and he entered to where the child was laying. If you got doubt in this house, you better go on and out shout it, because God is about to do something miraculous in this house. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what the devil says. I'm telling you now that God is about to step into this place. Bible said that he took that child by the hand and he said, Talitha Kum, which translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. And in 42, the Bible says that immediately that girl arose and she walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were all overcome with great amazement. For the next few minutes, I want to minister when God steps in. Look at your neighbor and say, when God steps in, anything is possible. Look at somebody else and say, when God steps in, anything is possible. You can sit down if you want. Here we got a man. He had simple faith. He knew that if Jesus would step into his daughter's life, that everything was going to be all right. Even though Jesus was delayed in reaching Jairus' house, Jairus did not give up. Even though the messenger of the synagogue, he had doubt. He believed that Jesus could heal the sick, but he wasn't really for sure if he was going to be able to raise the dead, because of the fact the word had come that your baby is dead. Don't trouble the master any further. But when God stepped in, he said that baby is not dead. That baby is only asleep. I'm here to tell somebody in this house tonight that when God steps in, doubt has to step out. When God steps in, fear has to step out. When God steps in, confusion has to step out. But more than that, when God steps in, self-will has to step out. But when God steps in, the devil has to step out. I'm here to tell somebody in this house that the devil is a liar. The devil is a deceiver. The truth isn't in him. When God steps in, your life will never be the same. I'm here to tell somebody in this house, if you'll get it in your mind and say, God, I need you to step into my life. I'm here to tell you, God will step into your life. I don't care what the crowd says. I don't care what the doctor says. I don't care what your neighbor says. I don't care what your husband or your wife says. When God decides to do something, he's going to be able to do it. When God decides to bless you, there ain't nothing can stop it. When God decides to heal you, there ain't nothing can stop it. When God decides to give you your miracle, there's nothing that can stop what God is trying to do in our lives here. I don't know what you need from God, but there's one thing that I do know. I know that when God steps in, our life is never going to be the same. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man will hear my voice and come to me, he said, I will open that door and sit with him. I'm here to tell somebody in this house here tonight that God is knocking on the door of your heart. I'm here to tell you that whatever you need, God will abundantly satisfy. My God can take care of any need, any situation, whatever you need God to do in your life. I'm here to tell you he can do it. Sunday we was on the platform. We began to pray for a woman. We had 163 receive the gift of the Holy Ghost this past Sunday. To God be the glory. That his name be exalted. We had 27 of them go down in Jesus' name. That's awesome. But they had a woman come to the platform. We had about 1,000 people in service that day. And a woman come to the platform. And at first, I don't want to be rude, but I thought maybe she was with child. And so she brought the translator up and they began to talk to us. And she said, she's not with child, but that is a tumor in her body. And she believes that if the men of God will lay hands on her, God can heal her. Now, I know what people say. Well, I had never seen it for myself, or I had never experienced that. Well, all I did, I said, well, ma'am, all I can tell you is that God is a healer. He says that if we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. I'm here to tell somebody in this house, there's no disease that God can't take care of with a miracle. There's no pain in your body that God can't take care of with a miracle. I'm here to tell somebody in this house that God is about to open up that floodgate, and you and myself are about to be blessed. People say, well, I don't know if miracles still take place. If we got any doctors in the houses or nurses in the houses, there's only 39 categories of diseases. I don't know if you knew that or not, but there's only 39 categories of diseases. Now, off of those 39 categories, there are many other diseases that come, but there's only 39 named diseases in the world. And I don't know about you, but at the whipping post, my Jesus, he said, I took 39 stripes. That's why he said, by my stripes ye are healed. You see, your miracle was done a few thousand years ago. All you got to do is reach up and say, hey, God, I'm coming to get my miracle. I'm coming to get my deliverance. I'm coming to get something changed in my life. So as we begin to pray for that woman, I said, God, it ain't about us, but it's all about you. I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, that your name, God, will be exalted. I said, God, I speak to this tumor. I command it to dry up in her body and leave right now. I loose it from her body and I bind it in the pits of hell. And as we stood there on the platform, her little shirt, it began to go down. And as we begin to watch, the guy that was filming, he was going, my God, we're seeing a miracle right here. And before you know it, in the matter of a few seconds, she began to worship and shout. And in her own language, she began to say, the tumor is gone. I'm here to tell somebody in this house, cancer can be gone. Sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure can be taken away. It don't matter what kind of problem, what kind of situation, my God God is a healer. I'm here to tell you in this house that whatever you need from God, God will abundantly satisfy. My God's no respecter of person. He don't care how big you are, how small you are. He don't care what color you are. He don't care how rich or how poor you are. All he wants you to do is speak it. All he wants you to do is ask. I'm here to tell somebody in this house, you need to prophesy to yourself. You need to prophesy and say, I believe that it's going to happen. The Bible says, having then gifts different according to the grace that is given us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of our faith. If you ain't got no faith, ain't no sense in prophesying. But what if you got a little faith? You need to put some feet on your faith and say, listen, I'm believing that God is about to do something miraculous. I'm believing that God is going to take care of my situation. The Bible says that when Jesus left Jairus' house, he came across two blind men. And he looked at them and he said, do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said, yes, Lord. And he said, well, let it be according to your word. I'm here to tell you in this house, cross, that God is coming up and down the aisle, and he's asking each and every person, do you believe I'm able to handle your marriage? Do you believe that I can take care of your relationship? Do you believe that I can take care of your finances? Do you believe that I can help you in your sickness? Do you believe that I can help you in your time of sorrow? I'm here to tell you, you just get it in your mind and say, yes, Lord, I believe. Because I'm here to tell you that when God steps in to our life will never be the same. It'll never be the same. I believe that God can begin. I believe that God can begin to touch each and every person that is in this house. Everybody that needs something from God, I believe that you can get it here tonight. I was in a service. In fact, Brother Godwin and I were together, and we were in a service, and God began to touch folks that had problems with their vision. And we had 9 people up there. 3 of them were legally blind, and they brought them up, and we began to pray, and we began to believe. And before we left there, we had 6 of those people. They left there seeing, saying that I can see better than it was before. The 3 people that was legally blind, they left there and they said, we can see perfect. They threw their glasses on the ground and began to stomp them and say, I believe that God has just given me a miracle. I'm here to tell somebody in this house, get it in your mind and your body and your spirit, that God is about to open the floodgates of heaven. Oh, we're going to see signs and wonders and miracles this weekend. But the greatest miracle of all is salvation. I can go to heaven crippled. I can go to heaven with problems in my life. I can go to heaven sick and a disease. But I can't go to heaven without being baptized in that name and being filled with the gift of the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you in this house that when God steps in, our lives are never going to be the same. I don't know what we need from God in this house, but I do know one thing. God is no respecter of person. He's here to take care of each and every need that is in this house. He told that man that entered into that temple with the withered hand that didn't supposed to be there. He said, stretch forth your hand. He said, so you can be made whole. He knew he didn't supposed to be in there, but he just had to get a peek of who was actually speaking and doing the signs and wonders and miracles. And when he stretched forth that hand, he was made whole. Thank God that it's not like that today. If you were maimed or something was wrong with you, you wouldn't be able to come into the house of the Lord. But thank God for grace and mercy. God don't care how you got here, just so you got here. He don't care what kind of hell you had to get through to get here, just so you got here. He don't care how beat up and how broke down you are. He said, just so you got here. I'm here to tell somebody in this house that whatever you need from God, God will abundantly satisfy if you'll let him. You can't put no limits on God. You can't put God in a box. You can't try to dictate to God how things are going to happen. I'm here to tell you that when God steps in, anything's possible. If you need peace, it is here. If you need joy, it is here. If you need comfort, it is here. If you need happiness, it's here. If you need a little grace and mercy, I'm telling you, it is here. If you need the Holy Ghost, if you need a miracle, if you need a healing, I'm telling you, it is here. Whatever you need in this house, it is right here. You don't have to drum it up. You don't have to pump it up. All you got to do is ask him. He says, you have not because you ask not. He said, behold, I'll hide you under the shadows of my wings. And when your enemy and your foe come to eat up your flesh, they're going to stumble and they're going to fall. He said, for I will put you on that top that is higher than I. I'm here to tell you in this house that whatever you need from God, God can abundantly satisfy. So don't try to limit him. Don't try to put him in a box. Don't try to figure him out. Somebody told me the other day, well, I'm just seeking the Lord. I'm just seeking the Lord. I said, why are you seeking him? He ain't lost. He's omni. He ain't lost. He's right where you left him. He ain't lost. He's been standing right there the whole time. Whatever you need, God is right here. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, God can handle it if you'll let him. Whatever's going on that it seems like you're not able to take control of it, that's great. Just give it to God. When I was in Dallas and I was preaching and I was in the altar and I was praying and I said, Lord, thank you for taking care of my cancer, and thank you, Lord, for taking care of my sugar diabetes and bad heart and high blood pressure. And I mean, I'm just going down all the sicknesses and everything. And man, I got done, and finally old Brother Watts come over. He said, man, Brother Smith, he said, I didn't want to bug into your prayer. He said, but I had to quit praying. He said, I didn't realize you were so sick. I said, you think that's something? I said, I was anorexic, and the Lord healed me. And no. He said, I didn't realize you're so sick. I said, I'm not sick. He said, well, bro, I heard you praying over there about all the things. I said, oh, I said, what I was doing, I said, I'm just taking authority over the things that want to get a hold of me. And I said, and then when they do come my way, I can tell the devil, well, it's too late. I've already covered that in the blood. You see, You see, you got to get it in your mind that there's some things that hadn't come your way, but you need to get them covered in the blood. You need to put them in God's hand and say, God, when it does come my way, I'm going to just reach up and say, no, I done took care of that. I done, you say, well, I've already got a sickness. I've already got a disease. That's all right, because we're going to take and loose it from your body. We're going to bind it in the pits of hell and be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So in this house, whatever you need here tonight, God's going to do it. Somebody says, boy, you put God on the spot. How can you put God on the spot? It's in his word. He just said, you have not because you ask not. Somebody asked me the other day, said, man, what are you going to do? I prayed for a woman in a wheelchair. She'd been in that thing 18 months. They'd done surgery on her back. She's paralyzed from waist down. Hadn't moved anything for 18 months. And they rolled her up to the front. And then the preacher, and I was somewhere north, south, east, west of here, like Brother Cornwell says. And they just rolled her up to the front. And the preacher just looked at me. He said, hey, bro, everybody's prayed for her. He said, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to pray for her. He said, what you going to do if she don't get up? I said, I'm going to tell you a secret that you can't tell nobody. He says, what? I said, I'm not God. If she don't get up, we'll roll her out the same way we rolled her in. Ain't no big deal. She's been there 18 months. What's a few more days? I mean, come on. Because I'm not God. I hate to be that way. Somebody asked me the other day, you know, what you going to do? Man, I'm not going to do nothing because I can't do nothing. See, I'm just a country boy. I can't do nothing. All glory goes to God. Ain't no man going to blow on you and you get your miracle. You can't buy Jesus in some bottle for $25 and expect, you're not going to get, I'm telling you, only way you're going to get your miracle is to get where Jesus is at. If you're in this house, Jesus is in here. If you're in it, oh, no. If you got something wrong with you, the problem solver, the soul satisfier, the body healer, the way maker, his name being Jesus Christ, he can handle your situation. We had people in the altar. We had 17 people that needed the gift of the Holy Ghost. This woman come rolling. She had one of them little shockers on her belt, and you know, and the meanness come out and hit me. And I thought, boy, if I could get my finger on that shocker, I'd turn that dude up to about 440. We could get some movement going on. But you see why? Because I'll tell you why. I just got to be real up front. It didn't that I had doubt. But you know what? It don't matter. It's easy to pray for headaches. It's easy to pray for backaches because you can't see them. You know, it's easy to pray for them, but man, when you can see something, that's a different ball game. It's easy. You know, I got buddies that prophesy and some that prophesy. And then, you know, I got some that work in the gifts and I got some that work in I don't know what. But anyway, but when it's a notable thing, so I just said, hey, so I just backed up and I just looked at God. I said, all right, now, God, here's the deal. I'm just an old vessel and here she is. And you made her and you need to make her whole. I said, so God, when I lay hands on her, it's time for you to show off. So the preacher, he just went and sat down, you know. I think it was much for him. But so anyway, we just prayed, and it was amazing. Didn't see no blue haze come in, no goosebumps, no rushing mighty wind, you know. No voice, you know, I'm about to do it, you know, just nothing. And I got done, and I said, well, how you feel, Mom? She said, well, I feel good. I said, mm-hmm. I said, okay. So then I asked the most stupidest question in the world. I said, well, do you want to walk? She said, yeah. I said, okay. I said, you want to walk tonight? She said, yeah. I said, well, then get up and walk. I said, that's what they said in the Bible. Rise up, walk. I said, rise up, walk. I mean, I'd already told the Lord. I said, God, it ain't my reputation. It's yours. It's in the word. It's in the word. So we just backed the wheelchair up a little bit, and she
moved her foot off that little platform, and her husband jumps up and says, hey, Brother Smith. I said, yes, sir. He said, she hadn't moved anything in 18 months. I said, really? I said, yeah. And she put that foot down. And then she moved that other one, and she put it down. So I'm going to help her out and help the Lord a little bit. So I just picked them things up. I'm thinking either she's going to walk or I'm going to drag her. One of the two is going to happen. But since she doesn't move, she's getting up. And let me tell you what happens. As she begins to get up, we pulled the wheelchair back, and she turned around, and her pastor come down, and her husband got on the other side of her, and she took him by the hand. And as she began to walk, she began to say, Jesus. The power of God began to fall in that house, and as she began to walk, those people began to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost one by one. Before you know it, all 17 of them were talking in tongues. The lady that was in the wheelchair was standing in the back of the church. I'm here to tell somebody in this house that when God steps in, I said when God steps in, anything is possible. So you got to get it in your mind that God's going to take care of situations in this house. I'm here to tell you my God can do anything. I done seen blind eyes open. I done seen deaf ears unstopped. I done seen crippled people walk. I'm telling you, it ain't about me. It's about him. To God be the glory, that his name be exalted. But I'm here to tell you, all you got to do is have some faith in this house. And I promise you, God is going to take care of whatever situation we need. Now in this house, nobody's going to call anybody out. Nobody's going to embarrass anyone. In a few minutes, we're all going to come to the front as a family. Because in this house, this is a family kind of church. This is where miracles still take place. This is where deliverance happens. This is where people still receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is where people are baptized in Jesus' name. As far as I'm concerned, this right here is where life begins. Yes. Now, I got to be honest with you. This is how I preach. I don't preach real deep because I ain't a deep kind of guy. I don't preach a long time. I've been going about 18, 19 minutes. But God is about to move into this house. Every person that wants to be touched is going to be touched. Every person that needs a healing in your body, if that's what you want, that's what you'll get. If you need a miracle, that's what you want, that's what you'll get. If you've never received the gift of the Holy Ghost and you want it, you will receive it tonight. Because it's in his word. So nobody will call anybody out. No one will embarrass anybody. In a few minutes, we're all going to come to the front as a family. Okay? In a few minutes, I'm going to ask every person to bow their head and close their eyes. Not right now, but in a few minutes. And I know what people think. Well, why in the world he want me to do that? Well, thank you for thinking that. I'm going to tell you why. Number one is, I want you to be real with God. See, there ain't no sense in telling me, all right, because I can't forgive you. I can't heal you. I'm only a conduit from him to you. That's all I am. All right? In fact, some of you will get your miracle before the ministry ever gets to you. Some of you will be talking in tongues before anybody ever lays hands on you. Because God always makes sure that he gets the glory. It ain't no man getting no glory. It's going to be Jesus Christ. All right. The second reason I ask people to bow their head and close their eyes is because we live in a nosy world. You lift your hand, your neighbor bumps you and says, what the world you done? The little goofy button clicks in our little mind and we tell them. Well, you know, and they're going, what? You done what? They can't believe what you done. And then as soon as church is over, they get outside and cut the cell phone on and call and say, guess what so-and-so did? How do you know that? We was in church and they told me. Can you believe that? And then by the time it gets back to you, you're an axe murderer or you've been writing hot checks or it ain't never what you really done because people love to add their own little thing to it. In fact, I could start right here and by the time it got over here, it'd be different than what I said and we're in church because it's fun to add your little piece to it. That's called storytelling where I'm from. So, all right. The third reason I ask people to bow their head and close their eyes is because of the fact I don't want anyone to leave here and say, well, I came out to new life and I did not get what I needed from God. I want every person that wants something from him or needs something from him to be able to receive that. Whether you come here or you're a guest or a visitor or you just pass, it don't matter. If you need something from God, he is here for the asking. So nobody will call anyone out. No one will embarrass anyone. But in a few minutes, we will come to the front and God will take care of needs if you want him to. Now, if you don't want God to touch you, don't come. And don't worry, nobody will come bug you. Okay? If you don't need anything from God, that doesn't mean something's wrong. That just means you don't need nothing. But if you need something and you believe that he'll do it in a few minutes, you're going to get your opportunity to receive it. And nobody will call you out and nobody will embarrass you. But in a few minutes, we'll come to the front as a family. Is that fair enough? Amen. Bow your head and close your eyes. This is between you and Jesus Christ. I want you to listen to me. Anybody in this house here tonight, you've got pain in your body right now. Would you lift your hand? You've got pain in your body. We got hands all across the building. You can put your hands down. And before you leave here tonight, you would like that pain to leave your body. Would you lift your hand? Got hands all across this building. You can put them down. Before you lift your hand, just listen to me. Every time you take a step forward, the enemy, the liar, the deceiver, Lucifer by name, he pushes you two steps back. For some, it might be your marriage. For some, it might be your relationship. For some, it might be your finances. For some, it could be your job. For some, it could be your ministry. Every time you try to do something for the kingdom of God, it seems like the enemy comes in like a flood and begins to mess up everything that you started trying to do in the kingdom of God. Every time you try to take that step, it seems like the enemy puts stumbling blocks in front of you. But tonight you say, you know what? I've learned that if God steps in, that anything is possible. And you're in this house and you're tired of fighting the situations that's going on in your life, and you want God to begin to handle your situation. And you're in this house here tonight. Would you lift your hand? Hands all across this building. You can put them down. And before you leave here, you want an assurance that he's going to do that. Would you lift your hand? Hands all across this building. You can put them down. Anybody in this house, you've never received the gift of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. Let me explain what that is. It is a gift that comes from God. No one can give it to you. No one can pour it onto you. No one can shake it into you. No one can teach you how to do it. It is a true gift that comes from God. And here's how it works. It's in your prayer times with Jesus Christ as you praying and talking to him. You begin to hear a heavenly language come into your mind. It's not a language that you speak, but it's a language that only comes from Jesus Christ. And as you hear that language, you begin to speak that heavenly language. From the book of Acts on, they called it the evidence of speaking in another tongue. If you don't have that gift, that doesn't mean something's wrong with you. That just means that you haven't received that gift that God does have for you. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. That just means you haven't ever received that gift. And as far as you know, to your knowledge, you've never spoke that heavenly language like they did in the Bible from the book of Acts on. Would you lift your hand? Anybody? That's beautiful. Thank you. Anybody? Okay. Thank you. All right. Anybody in this house, you've had the gift of the Holy Ghost before, but you need a renewing in that gift. Would you lift your hand? You need a renewing in that gift. Hands across the building. That's beautiful. You can put them down. You can lift your head and open your eyes. I can safely say here tonight that about 70% of the church lifted their hands. What does that let me know? That lets me know that God has found favor. Not that something's wrong, but that God has found favor and he wants to touch folks in this house here tonight. When God finds favor in a place, he's always apt to bless. He's always apt to do whatever it is that you need him to do. You might be next to a friend, a family member, a coworker. You might be next to a guest that you've never met before. I don't know about you, but when I'm somewhere new, I hate to do anything by myself. I like my buddies to be around or somebody that I know or an acquaintance or whatever. So in this house, in a few minutes, when we come to the front as a family, like I promised you we were going to do, you might have to ask the one sitting next to you, hey, would you like to come with me? We're not going to pressure anyone. We're not going to make anybody do anything that they don't want to do. But if you need something or want something from God, I really believe that God will do it for you if you'll ask him tonight. I'd like the whole house to stand, please. Hallelujah. All right, I need the altar team and the leadership team. You probably know who you are. I want you to come to the front, please, and line up across the front from side to side and face the crowd. I didn't really warn you of that, but it's all right. You know who you are. Hallelujah. Here they come. They're lining up across. Now, people say, well, who are these folks? These are just folks that are going to help us pray. That's going to believe that something beautiful is going to happen. Just there we go. Let's just come and let's face the crowd. Let's get ready, because I believe that God's going to do great things. Now, there are a lot of folks probably that are right here that probably lifted their hands for something. We're just going to have to pray for them. That's what you get for being in the ministry. We pray for you last. In fact, some of you will get your miracle while you're praying for others. Now, you lifted your hand, or you didn't lift your hand, but now you're thinking, my goodness, there's something that I just thought of that God could handle for me. You're in a good place. God is a God of second chance here. And third chance, and the fellas like me, 100-something chances, okay? So here's the deal. You might have not lifted your hand, but then you thought, you know what? I really do need God to take care of something for me. He'll do that. Okay? Nobody's exempt to get a blessing from God. Every person that wants something from him can have it. All right? So now, if you lifted your hand or you didn't lift your hand, if you're sitting next to someone or standing next to someone, a friend, a family member, a coworker, or a guest, be sure and ask them, would you like to come with me and pray? If you lifted your hand or you want God to touch you, I want you to begin to make your way down to the front right now. I believe God's going to do something great in this house. Come as close to the front as you can, because many folks are going to be coming down. We're not going to pray right now. Just people are coming down right now. I'm getting us all positioned. In a few minutes, we're going to repent. Here we go. People are still coming down. I'm just waiting a few minutes. Let's just hold up a little bit. We're fixing to do things a little different. Fixing to do things a little different. It's all right. All right. Now, here's what we're going to do. In a few minutes, we're all going to repent together. I can't repent for you. I can only repent with you. I cannot forgive you. Only God can forgive you. But I believe in repentance, and I believe in us praying the repentance together, because of the fact I want us to cover all the bases. God is going to do great and mighty things in this house, but we need to get our heart clean first. I love it. I think this is the only place I've ever been that the church cranked off with repentance. That's awesome. In fact, I think I'm going to suggest that from now on every place that I go. But we're going to ask God to forgive us of everything that we've thought, everything we've said, everything we've done, everything we've heard. I'm going to pray that prayer, and you're going to, I'm going to speak those words, and you're going to speak them after me. But I want you to understand, I am not repenting for you, because I cannot. You have to repent for yourself. You have to want God to do it. I'm just leading us in repentance. Okay? So we're gonna speak it out to him, and God's gonna do great and mighty things. Now, I want to give some instruction. There's people here that need a miracle, or you need deliverance. Here's what's going to happen. Let's just take back pain, because that's a very common thing. I believe back pain can be taken away, but I believe it's got to be spoke to. If your head's hurting, you don't pray for your foot. If your hand's hurting, you don't pray for your heart. Okay, if your hand's hurting, you pray for your hand. So after we repent, let's say you got back pain. All you got to do is say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I loose this back pain from my body, and I bind it in the pits of hell. And the reason I like to loose from us and bind it in the pits of hell is because if you have something wrong with you, you're bound with it. So you got to loose it. You got to loose it from your body and bind it, and I believe it's going to happen. But you say, well, David, my problems is at my job or my finances. What I'm going to do? How am I going to know? I'm going to tell you how you're going to know.
You're going to loose that financial problem, or you're going to loose that problem on your job. You're going to bind it in the pits of hell, and here's what's going to happen. You're going to begin to feel the oil. I'm telling you, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's a sign from God that he's taking care of your need. After service, I'll ask, and there'll be many people that felt the anointing oil. That's a sign from God that when you get home or to your situation, it's been taken care of. I'm not being, as they say, evangelistic. I've had thousands of people tell me that, okay? So now here we go. We're going to repent. After you pray for that person, that whatever they need, altar ministers, altar workers, ask that person before you lay hands on them, what do you need from God? And that's what we're going to pray for. And then after we pray for that and God does it, then we're going to say, have you ever received the gift of the Holy Ghost? When someone receives the Holy Ghost, wave your hand. Let us know, and we're going to give God glory. All right? So here we go. You ready to repent? Here we go. Say, Lord, forgive me of all my sins. I'm sorry, Lord, for everything I've thought, everything I've said, everything I've done, everything I've heard. Forgive me, Lord, of things I don't even realize I have done. I give myself 100% to you, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, of everything I've thought, everything I've said, everything I've done, everything I've heard. Forgive me, Lord, of things I don't even realize I have done. I give myself 100% to you. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. Thank you, Lord, for my miracle. Thank you, Lord, for my deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for filling me with the gift of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in heavenly language. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me. I want us to lift our hands. I want us to begin to pray. Altar ministers, find someone, begin to pray. And I believe that God is going to touch each and every person in this house. I believe it's about to happen in this house right here and right now. Hallelujah. I believe it's going to happen. I believe that it's about to happen right now. I believe that God's touching people right now. Devil, you're a liar. You're a deceiver. You're the father of lies. The truth ain't in you. I believe right now, God, that you're about to touch in this house. Let your power, your presence, your anointing, let it happen. Let it happen right now. Let signs and wonders and miracles happen in this house. Believe it's happening right now. There's pain leaving your body right now. Cancer, I loose you. I bind you in the pits of hell. Sugar diabetes, I loose you. I bind you in the pits of hell right now. Every sickness, every disease, I loose it from the body. I bind it in the pits of hell right now. Let your power, your presence, your anointing, let it flow. My brother's receiving the Holy Ghost. My sister's receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Touch every person. Touch every person. God, I give you honor. I give you praise. I give you glory. You're a mighty God. 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 You're a mighty God.